when I graduated high school, I started writing and, you know, putting bands together and stuff like that. And that's when it kind of was like, okay, you have to actually work for this. You have to actually figure out how you want to express yourself. And that's a long kind of journey, I think.
Nika Costa calls her childhood records a bit like chipmunks sing your favorite golden oldies, and on her new album embraces vintage soul. So it is, in fact, a long journey from a pebble to a pearl. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Most of us missed Nika Costa's early days of performing when audiences overseas were treated to standards sung by a little kid with a big voice. That's a past she doesn't mind overlooking, but she doesn't hesitate from digging into the yesteryears of other people's music, and specifically, the archives of funk and soul. There were hints of it in her 2001 breakthrough album, Everybody Got Their Something, but Nika gets right to the live energy of those sounds on her new record, Pebble to a Pearl. These days, Nika Costa is also happily free of a major label and working with the legendary Stax Records. And as FUV's Darren DeVivo found out, the change in scenery brought on a lot of inspiration and a little fear.
What was the philosophy that you came up with yourself? My next record is going to fill in the blank. And this next record being the one now, Pebble
right,
to
right.
a Pearl.
Well, I really was so happy to get the joy back and the desire back to make a record. It took a minute after all the kind of whatever to get that feeling. And I really just wanted to kind of go back to what inspired me in the very first place as a teenager to make records, which was all the old, I was listening to soul music and early Stevie Wonder and Rufus and Chaka Khan and Etta James and James Brown, and that kind of genre really kind of moved me when I was a teenager. So I really wanted to get back to that place and make records that made me feel like that. And still, when I listen to them, I still feel kind of excited inside. So that was the kind of channel I wanted to go down.
If you a case, I'll be your dirt rat. If you a sin, I'll be your mercy. If you a beat, I'll be the moves. If you a tree, baby, I'll be the roots. If you
Was it scary? Was it unnerving to suddenly find yourself, okay, all these people around me that I wanted to get rid of, now I'm by myself.
Now I'm all alone.
What am I going to do?
A little bit, only in the way that, you know, I hadn't been a completely free agent in, you know, over kind of 15 years. So that way I was kind of, you know, it's a little bit scary, but there's something super liberating about that fear as well, and really motivating too. Mm-hmm. But I knew also that there were still fans out there that wanted to hear what I was doing. So even if I was just kind of selling my little CDs that I made on my own on my MySpace page, mm-hmm. you know, I would be making music regardless.
Please, everybody. New music from Nika Costa and her band performed live at WFUV. To hear more exclusive studio sessions, visit our online archives at WFUV.org.